Hi, welcome to Spiritual Warfare. My name is Kay.
Hi, and my name is Teresa.
And we are continuing in Dr. David Jeremiah's Book of Hope, Living Fearlessly in a Scary World. Our topic this week is Dedicate Your Life to the Lord. And Teresa, what's our verse for the week?
Our verse is, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37:5.
Having found our deepest delight in God, we realize that we must give all, not some, all of our lives to Him. This isn't a temporary commitment, a halfway intention, or the feeling of the moment. It's a choice and a contract of the heart. As in marriage, we commit ourselves to that partnership for the rest of our lives.
How does committing to the Lord help us in times of material loss? In committing to Him, we cast all of our burdens upon Him. He becomes our life, the place where we bring our problems, our joys, our marriages, our families, our careers. Life and happiness are no longer dependent on financial success or material possessions. It's now all about Him.
The verse above ends with the phrase, and He shall bring it to pass. When we put our hope in Him, depend on Him, and respond to Him in faith, He will make our greatest dreams come true by elevating them from the material to the eternal.
That is also the answer when our losses leave us unable to help ourselves.
The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. From Psalms 10:14.
When we dedicate ourselves to God, helpless becomes a word without meaning. When we've lost our jobs, our houses, or our savings, and debt or bankruptcy stares us in the face, it's as if we're crushed underneath the weight of an enormous sack filled with every problem facing us. It's a burden too heavy to bear. We can't take another step. We can't lift it, but God can. He gently says, may I take that upon myself? My shoulders are stronger. As we say yes, life brightens and becomes joyful.
Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. From Psalms 55:22.
Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7.
Why keep struggling with your losses on your own? Why not give the burden to Him? Nothing could be more liberating.
William Carey, the father of modern missions, established a large print shop in India where he worked for years translating the Bible into many Indian languages.
On March 11th in 1812, Carey had to travel to another town. His associate, William Ward, was working late when suddenly he smelled smoke. He leaped up to discover black clouds belching from the printing room. He screamed for help, and workers carried water from the nearby river until 2 a.m. But it was no avail. Nearly everything was destroyed.
Isn't that crazy back in the 1800s how they had to do that? Carry buckets of water to put out fires?
From a nearby river?
Wow. The next day, missionary Joshua Marshman entered a Calcutta classroom where Carry was teaching. He placed a gentle hand on his friend's shoulder and said, I can think of no easy way to break the news. The print shop burned to the ground last night.
Gone was Carey's massive translation work of nearly 20 years, a dictionary, two grammar books, and whole versions of the Bible. Gone were sets of type for 14 Eastern languages.
Wow.
1,200 reams of paper, 55,000 printed sheets. and 30 pages of his Bengal dictionary. Gone was his complete library. The work of years gone in a moment.
That's a lot. In that moment, he understood the pain of loss. The loss is heavy, he wrote. But as traveling a road the second time is usually done with greater ease and certainty than the first time, so I trust the work will lose nothing of real value. We are not discouraged. Indeed, the work has already begun again in every language. We are cast down, but not in despair.
William Carey had dedicated his life to God, and he trusted him to bring blessings in the ashes of his dreams. There are grave difficulties on every hand, he once wrote, and more are looming ahead. Therefore, we must go forward. As Carey moved forward, so did God. News of the fire caused all England to start talking about William Carey. Money for support flowed in. Volunteers enlisted to help. The print shop was rebuilt and enlarged.
By 1832, complete Bibles, New Testaments, or separate books of Scripture had issued from the press in 44 languages and dialects.
Because Carey had dedicated his life to God, he understood what it meant to cast all his burdens on the Lord, even when all seemed lost.
We're going to end it there, Ms. K. And what are we going to talk about next week?
Download your worry to the Lord.
If you were to die today, where would you go?
It's your choice.
See you next week.